Coverage of Where 2.0 is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
Where are we? That's exactly the question that Where 2.0 aims to answer, and it seems to be, even though it says 2.0, the 1.0 version of the conference, the first time that O'Reilly has done Where. And who should we ask about Where? None other than Nat Torkington. Tell us about Where.
So it's a conference about mapping hitting the mainstream. It's about GPS devices getting into everybody's hands and the cool sorts of hacking that people are doing with Google Maps and the toys that they have now.
So how do you think the conference has gone so far, being at the first day?
Absolutely exhausting. Oh, you mean for the attendees? They've been loving it. For me, as I'm sure you can relate, it has been quite an ordeal.
So what kind of responses are you getting from attendees so far?
They're loving it. They're loving the mixture of people. It's a strange concoction that hasn't been seen at other conferences before. I've got the old guard GIS people. I've got the young blood open source hackers. I've got the crazy Google Maps remixers. And I've even got the people from Google and Yahoo who make the maps here in the audience as well. It's been a lot of fun.
A what?
We had a one track all day, all the time in one room, and I'm the conference director. And normally what we have and what Nat's used to is multiple tracks. So Nat and I and our staff get to run around a lot. So we were sitting in there in one place all the time. And let me tell you, that makes for a long day, but a great day. Right, Nat?
Single tracks can be good.
Yeah.
For attendees.
So I'm used to OzCon where I have like 14 rooms going at once. And the great thing about 14 rooms is that I'm not responsible for even one of them. So I don't have to be in any one of them all time. And I can take a break and drink and what have you. Here, I'm running backwards and forwards. I'm on the stage every 15 minutes. Life is insane.
Yeah, taking care of flattening the IMAX when they get in the way of the panels.
Absolutely. Everything from the sound to the projection to the... I've been on top of it.
So you haven't had a chance to really watch the blogosphere, what they're saying about Where.
I've been watching the IRC-osphere, seeing your smart-ass comments. Nice job.
No, they're not too smart. I mean, they're
more ass than smart.
Yeah,
right.
Of course, naturally. No, I mean, it's actually been quite, for me, for being a blogger, someone who's interested in this kind of stuff on a very basic user level, I'm finding it's generating a lot of ideas. I mean, very creative. I mean, the idea of melding these maps with other data and laying one on top of another, it's just very compelling.
And that's the goal of the conference, is to fuel these sorts of ideas. One of the things that's missing from this conference right now is startups, that nobody is actually making a business out of this hacking right now. One of the things that I wanted to seed was the idea that this is sufficiently mature, there's platforms coming, there are APIs out there, you can build a business around this now. And so the question is, who's going to do it first?
Do you think we're going to see that come out of this conference, or maybe we'll have to wait for the next Where 2.0?
I imagine that the next Where 2.0 will show projects that were started after this conference.
That's a pretty good goal to have. I mean, if it comes to fruition, that is.
Oh, thanks for your belief in me, Chris.
Well,
that's
no, I believe.
Fantastic.
If I didn't believe in you, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here.
I love you too, man.
So, woo! Hope that came through. Well, Nat, I know you've earned your rest tonight, and now you've got a full day ahead of you tomorrow. I mean, well, it's not that bad. It'll be over in like less than 24 hours.
I'm looking forward to
Take
it.
Heart.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Nat. Are we in a red state or are we in a blue state? No one really knows, except for maybe a few people who have access to that information. And John Frank is one of them from Metacarta, who is one of the presenters this morning. A very visual presenter, which we are very happy to see, especially at a conference all about mapping. So, John, do you think the future of all this relates to poli-sci specifically?
Not so sure it relates to poli-sci specifically, but what Metacarta does is it takes text documents and geoparses the text, trying to find references to places that a human could understand but regular software wouldn't be able to understand. Once it finds a place in a document, it creates geographic metadata so that the document can be searched just using a map. For example, if you have a document that mentions a coordinate, that's easy to plot. But if the document mentions a place like Coco, which is a city, small town actually, in Costa Rica, it'd be very difficult to write a keyword search that would find only that document, especially if you didn't know the town existed and you were only looking at a map of that area. Our software fixes that. It pre-processes the documents, finds names like that, computes coordinates for it, and then indexes it so that any mapping system can search it. We sell this software to enterprises like large oil companies and government organizations that have lots of internal documents, and we're looking at doing it on the web for developers who want to build applications on top of it.
So you're going to open up your APIs, so to speak?
We're discussing it.
So not quite there yet, but we're kind of nudging you that direction?
If you're interested, send me an email, john.frank@metacarta.com.
What kind of infrastructure do you have to build to grab all this information and collect it specifically for developers or enterprises?
Well, in an enterprise, since they typically have lots of different document repositories and different search engines, typically dozens, in different places around the world, we have to build what we call connectors. And we deploy connectors in an enterprise with full security so that their users can see the documents that they're allowed to see on any map. And the fusion of the geographic information with the different document repositories is really the thing they're buying from us. On the web, it's different because the documents are public. They're open to everybody. So it's just a regular crawler. And in many ways, that's easier. On the other hand, it's an order of magnitude or two orders of magnitude more information. So that's a big part of the discussion with developers, figuring out how to focus it to things that they're actually interested in rather than just doing a blind crawl.
So now, where are you located? And do you know your GPS coordinates?
I know them approximately. For Boston, that's easy. We have offices in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in Washington, D.C., and Houston, Texas.
Do you actually have clients in the field who've come up with stories or, I guess, case studies with the information you've been able to provide?
Absolutely. That's why they buy the software. In fact, a typical oil company is able to justify the purchase of a Metacarta system just by demonstrating that one person will save so much time in a single sequence of events using our software instead of doing random searches for keywords in that area, that we typically transform any work group from one where they've had individual humans dedicated to document repositories to those people being rededicated to the task at hand, which is usually exploring for oil or managing their existing work in a particular oil field. In the government, they have such huge streams of data coming in about so many different places that there's no way for any one person to read all the things that might be important to their particular mission. So if they're able to zoom a map down to just that area and find all the documents that refer to it with any kind of geographic reference, it's a huge acceleration, transforms the workflow process. It's very easy for them to justify the purchase.
How long has the company been around?
We were founded in 1999. I was a grad student at MIT, and DARPA gave us $500,000 to move out of my basement, which was a kind of wild experience. They introduced us to the intelligence community, and in 2003 we started going to Houston to work with oil companies, and now we're expanding into more verticals.
So oil companies kind of started it or catalyzed the idea of using all this information to streamline business processes.
I think actually the combination of oil companies and the intelligence community in parallel, because they have such similar activities. They've got teams of people dedicated to understanding particular places in order to try and make informed decisions.
Now, you made reference to expanding into other vertical markets. Have you targeted any in particular?
Well, utilities and facilities management are very interesting to us because they have such deep geographic references. You know, the individual building numbers and the equipment that's bolted down to the ground become place names in that type of environment.
So is there anything on the horizon for the company?
Just great growth.
Well, let's hope.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Coverage of WHERE 2.0 is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.